Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In late September, the Chilean Navy research vessel, Cabo de Hornos, departed from Valparaiso, Chile, loaded with two experimental, fourth-generation, deep ocean assessment and reporting of tsunamis buoy sensors, also known as DART 4G. The United States Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, in partnership with its Chilean counterpart, SHOA, deployed and will test the DART 4G sensors within the seismically active Chilean subduction zone. Although NOAA has 39 buoys currently deployed throughout the world, the new sensors will provide additional coverage in a region of the Pacific at risk for tsunami generation, as demonstrated by the 8.4 earthquake that generated a 5-meter tsunami in some locations of the Chilean coast on September 16th. Improved tsunami detection is a mutual interest for both the United States and Chile. The newest generation DART 4G sensors can separate the seismic noise from the tsunami wave signal, potentially allowing forecasters to measure the tsunami wave as the Earth is still shaking, and greatly improve warning time. As NOAA's tsunami program director, Michael Angrove, described, even an additional 20 minutes warning is an eternity in terms of near-field tsunami forecasts, where waves can begin inundating coastlines within 15 to 20 minutes or less following a seismic event. The NOAA-SHOA research partnership is the result of a memorandum of understanding signed by both organizations in June of 2015. Over the next 5 years, the DART 4G sensor sites will provide coverage for improved forecasts throughout the Pacific while allowing further testing of the DART 4G technology. The United States is proud to partner with Chile to make all countries in the region safer from the sudden and deadly threat of tsunamis.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.